ahead and start. We're just getting Zoom going from Dr. Fitzsimmons in. So they're going to be joining us from the clinic, him and Tim Elkington, the manager at Ridley's. Today's April 14th, 2020, 11 a.m. And today we're just talking specifically on Ridley's and shopper safety going forward. So with that, I'll hand it off to you, Dr. Fitz and Tim.
Hi, we're having fun with our new little remote control video thing here, so sorry about that. I'm here with Tim. Tim, what's your last name?
Elkington.
Yeah. So we're here to talk about Ridley's and all the things that they've done to continue the mitigation strategies that everybody's using. I think everybody in Sublette County knows it's probably the busiest place in town the last month and a half. And so they've been working overtime, both at the corporate level and here in Pinedale, to try to make things safer for me and you to go shopping, which is definitely a very essential function here. And last week, they've come up with a number of things that they're doing different. And I was hoping you'd talk about that, Tim, and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So based on the recommendations of the CDC and based on grocery stores in the eastern half of the United States, they've come to a metering system that we're using to monitor traffic flow and ensure that we have a 6-foot social distancing in place. What that means for the employees and the customers alike is that the size of the store allows for no more than 400 people in at one specific time. And as long as everybody's paying attention to those 6-foot distancing rules, that's one person per roughly 120 square feet inside the building. The other thing we've done is we've received graphics that we're laying down right now as directional traffic flows. We don't want to make your shopping experience unpleasant, but at the same time, we want to have a traffic pattern of going up and down the aisles in a specific format to ensure that we adhere to those guidelines of social distancing. We offer the Skip app, for those of you that are familiar with that, that allows you to essentially purchase your groceries, scan the UPCs off the product onto your cell phone, and it gives you a receipt where you don't even have to go through the registers. You just simply walk by the cashier saying, here's my Skip, and you can carry on your way. And the last thing that we're trying to do to help alleviate the stress for everybody is the Rosie app, which is home deliveries. You download the app, you place the order, it sends it to our computers. We pick the groceries for you, and then if you want them delivered, I jump in my little hot rod and I deliver them for everybody.
How's that going?
Well, it's going quite well. The hard part is keeping up with the volume. Last week we did 65 orders. Probably 40 of those orders were deliveries. I'm not a Pinedale native, so trying to get around on Google Maps and pay attention, I'm getting to see parts of the town that I never knew existed. So that's been nice for me, but it's also a pleasant experience for the customers. With that, the only thing that we're asking is that you either leave a note outside for us, because you get a confirmation number of 6 digits, and I need that number to close out the tickets, or some folks are just putting it on a thumbtack on their door to pick up. That eliminates any interaction at all that you need. I just ring the doorbell, grab my little ticket stub, and move on. Those are the things that we're trying to do. I know that we're having a struggle getting cart wipes for your personal use. That's a nationwide struggle. It's not a Pinedale struggle, just so everybody's aware. But we are using our employees to sanitize the shopping carts and wipe them down as you come into the store to get one. I don't want anybody to think we're not taking any or all necessary precautions to ensure not only the safety of you as our customers, but the safety of the employees as well.
And of course, some of the things that we've been talking about for a long time, you're still stressing, such as don't come into the grocery store every day. Try to think about what you need and plan this ahead so that you can come once a week or twice a week or something.
Yeah, we are asking for that. We've got a sign by the front entrance that it says specifically that try to limit your shopping to once a week, if at all possible. Limit it to one person per household to shop, just to make it easier on the traffic patterns. And then for the seniors, we offer on Monday and Wednesday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's solely for the senior citizens in the town that want to get up that early and come in and shop.
And, of course, when we go through Ridley's, we see other things that you're doing there. You have the guards up for the people at their cash registers, the plexiglass guards.
Yes, we did put those up for everybody's safety. You know, it's a disease that's spread through the air, and those plexiglass shields are for everybody's benefit. We haven't gotten to the point through the CDC that it's mandatory to wear masks, but a number of my associates, and myself included, are wearing the masks to be friendly to those that are there. And we encourage that. We have their disposable, so we can wash them every day and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, and we're encouraging people around town to think about that. That's something that the CD recommends, mostly to help asymptomatic people from spreading the disease around. And so that's something that we could all do for each other as kind of a courtesy. Anything else you can think of, tell us about what you're doing. I think one thing I want to stress, and we've spoken about this before, how this has been a lot of work for you and a lot of work for the people at Ridley's and a lot of stress. And we really want to encourage people to bear that in mind. And we understand that it's not a normal time, but please don't take that out on the employees there. That's very important, I think, to us. There has been a little bit of rudeness here and there, hasn't there?
There has been, and that goes without saying. I think that's probably normal because of the pressure and stress. For those that have come into the store, most everybody has been very pleasant and thankful and appreciative of the efforts. And for me, personally, for what it's worth, the 85 people that work underneath me and within the four walls of that building have endured quite a bit. I'm grateful for each and every one of them and their efforts. And I know it hasn't been easy on everybody because of the burden across the country. We're doing a lot better as far as the in-stock conditions and getting the things that we need and have asked for. And I'm constantly there placing orders for everybody's benefit. We're still struggling in a few areas, but we do have pallets worth of stuff coming in at a time to alleviate some of that pressure. So I can't say enough of the kindness that has been shown to us at the store level. And we're doing our part to make sure that each customer feels like things are as normal as can be.
And I think I speak for the for people in Pinedale when the vast majority of us are very aware of that and very grateful to your efforts, very grateful to the efforts of the corporate organization of Ridley's, and but especially to the people, you and the people that are working in this particular store. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
Travis?
Hey, thanks. That's a great update, guys. I know there's been a lot of hard work behind the scenes on both your part on this. And just to mention, too, that there's a lot of good work going on at Bernie's at the other end of the county. But I know the bulk of the shoppers have been up here in Ridley's, and they've done great work. Their employees are working really hard. I've been watching the comments for questions this whole time you've been talking, and there's a handful of people just thanking you guys for your hard work and dedication to taking those precautions for everybody's benefit. So I don't want to keep you guys too long. We all have a lot going on, but I really appreciate you guys stopping by and just updating everybody on some changes and what we can do better. Just keep chugging forward through this.
Yeah, and thank you, Travis, for your efforts to get this out so that people can know a little bit about what everybody's doing. And that's a good point. A shout out to Bernie's. They've been great and they've worked hard on this too, and we need to acknowledge that.
Thank you both. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, and there we go. Our little special interview with Dr. Fitzsimmons and Tim at Ridley's here on KPIN Radio. Now, that's going to be available on Facebook. You just do a search on Sublette County Sheriff's Office, and you can play it back if you want to hear it again. I'm going to send the audio file over to Don at Pinedale Online so that if you don't have the fancy computer stuff to look at Facebook and play it, you can at least download it and listen to it on Pinedale Online, just the sound only. There's really not a lot to see. It was just basically the people talking, but there was no graphics presented, so you won't miss anything if you just listen to it. All right, again, thank you to everybody for their participation here and getting that information out to the folks of Sublette County.